This morning, we start with our history of the Hawaiian Kingdom. Did you know that a handful of loyalists had been sentenced to death by hanging? HPR's Ku'uwehi Hiraishi joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Yes, very fascinating bit of history that a local historian sort of rediscovered for myself, having been born and raised here. It was a little embarrassing that I hear about this before, but before I bring our historian into it, let me give our listeners a little bit of context. So the event we're talking about is the 1895, what was called at the time a civil war, or Kaua Kuloko. I think over time it's sort of been not reduced, but the narrative changed to a rebellion. And this was by loyalists for the Hawaiian monarchy that were looking, took up arms to try to restore Queen Liliuokalani to the throne 2 years after the initial overthrow. And so Ronald Williams Jr., historian here in Honolulu, kind of came across this book of photographs. I'll let you tell us what he found.
Yeah, it was a really moving experience. I was doing a project for the Hawaiian Judiciary Center. They are working on rewriting their master narrative about Hawaiian history and judiciary in Hawaii. We're incorporating Hawaiian language sources and starting to add those sources to their history. But in doing so, I was able to go through their archives. And one of the things I discovered was this book of booking photos. And I didn't know what it was at first. And so you open it, and it's this old book of photographs. And once it hit me, I mean, they were literally titled Pio Kalai Aina on top, you know, which is political prisoner. And to understand that rebellion in 1895 and understand that something happened on the battlefield, but these folks were folks who were arrested later on just simply because they were supporters of the Queen.
Right. So we've got some of these photos available on our website, but they're these sepia-toned booking photos of mostly men are the photos that I've come across with sort of, you know, their prisoner number on their shirts, and then either a first name or a last name on the bottom of their photos. But an estimated 143 men were captured as prisoners of war during this sort of week-long battle here on Oahu. Started in Waikiki, went up through Palolo, Mo'ili'ili, and ended about 7 days, 6 to 7 days later in Manoa and Nu'uanu. But after this initial battle, what Williams is sort of alluding to is the Republic of Hawaii, the provisional government at the time, went ahead and started rounding up any really top Hawaiians that were sort of known to have supported the Queen. They wanted to really break the back of the resistance, as Williams puts it. So he shares the story of one in particular, a judge from Maui, and what happened to him once he became this political prisoner.
And so they arrested him. They charged him with treason. He had nothing to do with it, but nonetheless, they brought him to prison. He wrote two letters that I found from prison to his wife at home and asked her how she was taking care of the kids. He was terrified. He's got 10 kids. While he was in prison, they foreclosed on his mortgages. He ended up losing his businesses, and he went bankrupt. He got out of prison. He was blackballed, so he couldn't find a job. And then about 18 months after his imprisonment, he took his own life. And, you know, and so we think about these impacts of taking a whole generation of Kanako Iwi and identifying them as prisoners, folks who had been leaders. As I said, he was a district judge in Wailuku, and now he gets out of prison and can't even feed his family.
Yes. Yeah, so Judge William Henry Daniels, sorry, I cut that one a little short. He was at the time he owned Maui Fruit and a tropical fruit and sugar company on Maui, and also owned about a third of Ko'olawe, 10 kids, very prominent judge over in Maui. But he was a prime example, William says, of some of the top Hawaiians that were arrested at the time. So total about 240 political prisoners that were actually arrested, jailed. And then, as you said earlier, seven of those were sentenced to death by hanging. The others were, you know, sentenced to hard labor and also with large fines as well. But for the seven that were sentenced to death by hanging, there was a deal struck basically between the Republic of Hawaii, who approached Queen Liliʻuokalani at the time saying, we will commute these sentences to 30-year sentences instead of death by hanging if you go ahead and sign the abdication to the throne and hand over your power to this provisional government, to the Republic of Hawaii. And I think after much deliberation on behalf of the queen, she did end up signing the abdication papers under duress. But this sort of turning point, I think, is what Williams called it, in sort of the narrative, this idea of Native Hawaiians being prisoners and not just these families, but I think the change in the narrative for the entire Lahui, for all Native Hawaiians at the time, really made an impact. And he says at the time, it wasn't really, you could see the discussions in Hawaiian language newspapers or in some of the books that came out at the time, and the discussion, they didn't really believe, a lot of the people at the time didn't really believe the narrative that, all these Hawaiians were prisoners and were not worthy of having, these good jobs and being accomplished and successful. But he says if you sort of tell that narrative long enough and fully enough, that, people start to be removed from the truth. So it's a really interesting sort of bit of history to uncover. But he also, a lot of his work, he's been also working with the Ahahui Hawaii Aloha Aina, and as a historian and sort of uncovering these patriots, you would call them, people that were at the forefront of this movement to sort of restore the kingdom, but to also keep the history and the stories of the Hawaiian people alive. And he talks a little bit about what he thinks is really the power of history.
Right. And for me, it's a matter of just getting the history out. What happens because of that is outside of, I'm not a political scientist, right? I'm just a historian. But I do believe in the power of history. So one of the things I've taken on recently is a project of Po'eloha Aina cards. I took some of the glass plate photo negatives we have from the state archives, these beautiful photographs of these Po'eloha Aina who were pertinent and at the forefront of leading their nation. And I have these cards that I created, postcard size, and they're a photograph on the front, and then as much information as I could pack on the back. There's no more excuse that we don't have content, right? I mean, that teacher from Nebraska who's been here for 2 years and doesn't know anything about Hawaii, well, here you go. Here's primary resource content. And importantly, it's kanaka o'iwi for folks to look up to.
That's right. So he's sort of trying to bring back the tide and change the narrative by having these cards, these Po'eloha Aina cards, available as a resource to our teachers here in Hawaii for free, really by donations and whatnot. So it's an interesting way of, once you learn this history, figuring out what to do with it was sort of that next step. And that's the next step that he's taking.
Well, it's terrific because, you go to the source, right?
Exactly.
And now that these things are getting translated and being digitized, now we've got to get them in the hands of the educators.
Exactly. And that's an interesting point too, is much of the history that we do have left to be rediscovered is in Hawaiian language. I came across a book titled, and this was maybe published several months after this 1895 rebellion, and it was called the 1895 Civil War, and that's how it was that was the narrative of the time. This was definitely a bigger, skirmish than we think now when we think about a little armed rebellion of a few people trying to get, restore their monarchy. This really was a huge fight that also also included these political prisoners. So
yeah, well, hats off to the folks at the State Archives for sharing that history, all of our history.
Exactly.
Thanks so much. That was HPR's Kuvehi Hiraishi. To learn more about this uncovered history, head to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.